This is devastating. It is all designed destruction and a descent into depravity. It's Sodom and Gomorrah on steroids, actually.
We are in the battle for the spirit, for the soul. This is a fight between God, and there's a fight between Lucifer. And Joe Biden said it himself, a couple weeks ago, he said, we're in the fight for the soul of America. We're in the fight for the soul of humanity. The attack is on humanity, not just your country. That's what the transhuman thing is about. That's where the 95% reduction of the world population is about. It's about us and God's creations.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. Thanks so much for tuning in for this weekend wrap with Dr. Lee Vliet and attorney Todd Callender. This one's an important update and I'm glad you're here. Thanks so much for tuning in, friends. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Silver has been valued for its beauty and rarity for centuries. But did you know it also plays a vital role in modern industry and tech? According to Noble Gold Investments CEO Colin Plume, who I just interviewed recently, silver could be the new oil. From electronics to solar panels, demand for silver is only set to rise. That's why investing in a silver IRA from Noble Gold Investments is a smart choice for those looking to secure their financial future. With a Noble Gold Investments Silver IRA, you can invest in physical silver coins or bars and take advantage of its unique properties as both a precious metal and industrial commodity. Not only does a Noble Gold Investments Silver IRA provide a hedge against inflation and market volatility, it also allows you to diversify your portfolio with an asset proven to hold its value over time. And this month, you'll get a beautiful Silver Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get started. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's absolutely wonderful to have you back. Sean from SGT Report here with my two esteemed colleagues, guests, and friends. It's Dr. Lee Vliet and attorney Todd Callender. Dr. Vliet, how are you today?
I'm very well and excited to be with you and Todd. Lots going on and it's great to discuss it.
Boy, it feels like the tipping point is near, huh? Look what's going on in France as Macron tries to destroy the pension program over there. People are waking up in droves. We're all fed up. Todd Callender, I know you are. How are you doing today, sir?
Fabulous. Happy Friday to you. And by the way, I wanted to mention I saw your interview with Len Horowitz on point. My dear Lord, that's fantastic stuff.
Thanks so much. I love Len. He's a great, great guy. And yeah, it's funny, you know, I just toured the Biltmore Mansion in Asheville, North Carolina with my wife. And it turns out that he and I are very like-minded on some of the more nefarious things that I took photographs of there, including the below ground, very spooky swimming pool and a room there with a floor painted red, a big hollow basement room. They call the Halloween room. It's really, really a crazy place. But more on that later. I plan to do a video. I just want to start with a couple of news items, and then we have a big announcement to make, guys. All right. So the CDC claims a new deadly fungal infection is spreading across the United States at an alarming rate with a 60% mortality rate. I'm sure Dr. Vliet has something to say about that, but wanted to share this as well. Phoenix police investigate the sudden deaths of three children in the span of 1 hour, with a fourth child found dead in nearby Chandler. I'm going to just click on this and show you guys. Very, very spooky stuff. Very sad stuff. Can you imagine being these poor parents? Now, these are different children at different homes across the city, all dying within a 90-minute time span. And here's COVIDvaccineinjuries.com on Twitter asking, what is happening in Phoenix? Has anyone heard what caused this? The news came out on Sunday, and there's been no update. Parents are freaking out and are wondering what is going on. And my God, it just seems like the horror show never ends. Two more news items I wanted to share, guys. National crisis. The CDC now says 1 in 36 children have autism. The attack on our families and children never ends. These are just lives stolen. It makes my blood boil. One more line item. This will make your blood boil, friends. Oregon Democrats, or I would call them demon rats, seek to create sanctuary state for kids to get abortions and sex changes without parental consent. Sorry.
All of this is so shocking so sick.
It is so shocking, you're right, and so sick. And that's why I've queued this up. I might just play a bit of it. the real world location today of Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord God warned us what would happen if we behaved like this. And I have to say, this isn't hyperbole, guys. I really feel like what's going on in our country, Oregon, around the country. I mean, seriously, sex change operations for children without parental consent. Oh, I mean, shocking. We are very close to Sodom and Gomorrah level sins. I mean, honestly.
I think we bypassed that.
By the way, this location said to be Sodom and Gomorrah today, guys, look at this. There's a lot of evidence to suggest this is absolutely real. This is where it was. And to this day, you can find sulfur balls that will burn. They're 99.8% pure sulfur. You can't find that anywhere else on earth. And I guess it's the warning of the Bible we ought to heed. All right. So, boy, not the sunniest way to start this conversation. But Dr. Vliet, you're right. These people are sick.
Well, it's demonic. It is designed to destroy. It is satanic attack on God's design of life and the biblical tradition of the importance of the family. All of this, just as the global elites and the people with their Machiavellian minds are designing a destruction on the human body, on babies, on children, on the elderly, on all of us, they're also attacking God's environment of the planet as he designed it with the weather. They're attacking foods. They're sabotaging. I mean, these beautiful living creatures that have been slaughtered for the political agenda to deprive us of eggs and beef and poultry and pork for food supplies. The attack on modifying plants in ways that cause harm, not just trying to make them more resilient. The escalation of vaccines that are damaging children. And they're giving so many. I am shocked at the number of vaccines given to babies all at one time. This is devastating. It is all designed destruction and a descent into depravity. It's Sodom and Gomorrah on steroids, actually.
Yeah, I think that might be my opening soundbite. You know how I always like to play a clip from you and a clip from Todd? That might be yours. You're right over the target, Lee. You're right over the target. Todd, what say you, sir?
I have one to volunteer going along with that. Satan's greatest achievement was to convince us that he doesn't exist, right? You look at society, guilt-free, consequence-free, lends itself to that Sodom and Gomorrah ending. It doesn't, you know, sex is free. Don't worry about it. You know, forget about procreation or disease. You know, go right ahead. We're repeating history because we forgot it.
Couldn't agree more. And boy, we're going to cover some of these stories I just teased here at the beginning. But first, we have a big announcement, and I think it's terrific news. Todd, congratulations. You've been named the CEO of CloudHub. You guys, I believe, explain how this works. I think you guys basically took over the company, and now you're going to use it as a beacon of free speech and truth, right?
Yeah, that's right. The founder of CloudHub is a really good guy. I mean, Jeff Brain, for those of you who don't know him. Super guy. His vision was to make a platform that combines social media with broadcasting and podcasting capabilities, symposiums. We'd actually used it before, amongst other things, and combine them all into one. The sad part is Jeff suffered a horrible stroke about 3 months ago. It was really debilitating, and the company needed some help. So our group was asked to come in and lend a hand, and we did. We took over the majority shareholding in the company with Jeff's leadership. He'll be the chairman of the board, and I'm the CEO at this moment. So what we're going to do is build this out, bring as many people like you and Dr. Vliet and others, and we're going to support you in your effort to reach the world. Every corner of the world, we want to be the force multiplier for you. So come one, come all. We want everybody involved, and there will be no censorship on one proviso. People must act legally, morally, and ethically. Aside from that, I want the marketplace of ideas. I want people to come and have a debate as we'll get to the best solution by having that very same debate.
It's just really exciting, and congrats, man.
Thank you. There's no
better CEO, in my opinion, to have been named than you, because I know you're a trustworthy stand-up man of God. And let me just say one more thing. about the platform, I didn't know this, but something about 36 different languages. So if you upload a video, explain that.
Yeah, so we're bringing on some really exciting technology right now. One of the shareholders has the relationship where we will be able to bring instant translation in 72 different languages, 92 different dialects. And as you speak, a user in Timbuktu can, in their profile, set that they want to hear in Farsi, for example, if they wanted to. Not that that's appropriate. I do not know if Timbuktu speaks Farsi. My point is that they'll be able to hear instant translation as you speak. What comes across to them will be in their native tongue. And we can replicate that around the world. So everybody will be here, able to reach you and hear what it is you're saying, what Dr. Vliet's saying. People are hungry for information. And heretofore, we just haven't done a very good job of getting that out in different languages. So we're going to change that.
Well, that's just fantastic. And, you know, Dr. Vliet, in some of your opening comments there, you were essentially describing United Nations Agenda 2030. We got to get the word out, right? Because this is a multifaceted attack against humanity, and we need to educate everyone around the world if we want to have any chance of winning this thing. And I think that takes us back to this line item, this news item here. Phoenix police investigate the deaths of 3 children in the span of 1 hour. The headline should read, 4 children in the span of 90 minutes near Phoenix, in Phoenix and Chandler. And I wonder if it's not, at least according to the mainstream media, this is an opportunity for them to say it could be this new fungal infection spreading across the United States with a 60% kill rate. What do you guys think about any of this?
I mean, how could they have anything more convenient than that? Doctor, I heard, you're the expert here, that this very same fungus is everywhere. We've been living with it for ages. Is that true?
Well, Todd, we and Sean, I was writing about the fungal diseases coming across the borders and increasing fungal diseases in Arizona more than 10 years ago with Obama's border surge of illegal migrants that were unscreened for any medical disorders. So we have had fungal diseases on the rise in the United States since the Obama administration opened the borders between 2008 and 2016. The Biden administration has escalated that problem and has basically created a situation where America has no borders at this point and no one is being screened. So you have that problem, but you also have the problem that with half of the American public now vaccinated and boosted with multiple doses of the COVID shots that suppress the immune system, any immune suppressed person has a higher risk of fungal, viral, and bacterial infections. And fungal infections are opportunistic infections that occur in people who are immunocompromised. Well, the COVID shots have made half of the population in the country immunocompromised. And so, of course, the fungal diseases are on the rise, and the CDC is now being disingenuous in saying, oh, we have this new fungal infection, as if it's something out of the blue, when they know exactly what it's connected to, and they are the ones covering up the damage of the COVID shot, along with Fauci and the FDA and the Biden administration and the DOD and all the rest of the three-letter agencies. So people need to understand this is not anything surprising, and there are many ways that it needs to be treated, but they are using this as the weapon of fear to continue to drive people into control and censorship, which is why it's so good that Todd and Jeff Brain reached this agreement after the tragedy of Jeff Brain's stroke, that now the company clout to overcome censorship. We are the citizens with clout through Cloud Hub that can now fulfill the vision that Jeff had. And that is what we have to do. There is no one coming to save us. And look at what's been happening in Paris. I sent Todd some videos that I found on Twitter late last night, which you wouldn't have seen until this morning because it was midnight Arizona when I found them.
I did see when I woke up.
But the thing that was so exciting was to see in Paris, the police taking off their helmets, joining the protesters, standing against Macron's tyranny and dictatorship, firefighters walking with the protesters, standing down on the government, the dictator's orders. And Todd has been saying that's exactly what American law enforcement needs to do. Stand with the people against tyranny. And those were inspiring videos. The French, just as the French Revolution the first time showed the power of the people against the tyranny at the time, they are guiding the world now. Millions, millions in the streets all across France. Look at these policemen courageously saying no to Macron. We are the people.
Yep.
It's powerful.
This is what we've been waiting for. We need the police to break their conditioning and not allow themselves to be used as Darth Vader enforcers like stormtroopers. I mean, this would be the tipping point if this happened all over the world. And Todd, say what you want about the people of France, right? They always take a lot of heat for World War II, but they know how to put on a protest, don't they?
They sure do. You know, who gave us the Statue of Liberty? How did that happen? It was the French that congratulated us on our liberty for throwing the crown out. So, you know, they have a long history of this. A good friend of mine is a French guy, French man. And he said, you know, we'll take a lot. But when you hit that final bit, you know, we're not going any farther. He said, you will see. And look at this. I mean, it's millions of people. This is so inspiring to me. I can't tell you. And yes, Dr. Vliet, it's exactly right. What we keep saying is for people to build the relationship with people in uniform. Go buy them a cup of coffee, have a chat with them, tell them what it is you know, including the fact that thanks to President Biden, you know, we no longer have a country. Thanks to President Biden, the military's new commander-in-chief is Tedros Adhanom, the WHO. So who did you swear your oath to the Constitution, to the Republic of the United States, or to the WHO? Because you can't have it both ways.
100%. Couldn't agree more. All right, we can continue on that part of the conversation. By the way, Lee, you make a great point, Dr. Vliet. The border's wide open. Chinese nationals are being arrested and found coming in. God knows who else is coming in. So if you think about nation states waging war against us, in terms of bioweapons, who knows what's coming across that border? And again, I will continue for the rest of my days to point the finger at Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., and call him the traitor he is, because this is absolute pure treason. Anybody want to disagree with me about that?
No, it is treason.
Yeah, that's his middle name.
I had no idea. What makes me want to puke in my mouth. Sorry.
Yeah, follow the bloodlines, guys. Follow the bloodlines. And really, that was the core of our discussion there, Len Horowitz and I had, about the Carnegies. Look at the Carnegie Foundation today. One of the chief diabolical foundations aligned against humanity that there is. Right up there with the Rockefeller Foundation.
You know, Sean, I want to plant a seed for you to investigate and do an interview about. I just found a little point last night that I had not remembered. I knew some of the history, The Creature from Jekyll Island by Edward Griffin, I've read, and I knew some of the history about the creation of the Federal Reserve, which is neither reserve nor federal. It's a private enterprise designed to strangle us. But what I saw last night historically is that three people who stood against the creation of the Fed, Jacob Astor was one of them.
Correct.
I forget the names of the other two.
Went down with the Titanic? Is that where
went
you're
down with the Titanic, and 20 months later, the Fed was created. You might want to look into that as an interesting connection, how odd it was that all three, the only three ultra wealthy people in the United States of America at that time who stood strongly and squarely against the creation of the Federal Reserve, all three died at the same time.
Well, get this.
On the Titanic.
Get this. So this came up in our conversation that Len and I had, because as I just said, we visited the Biltmore Estate over this past weekend. And that was built in 1895 by George Vanderbilt. Later on, several years later, he met his wife, Edith. And by the way, that estate, nuts, right? 1,000 men working every single day, 6 days a week for 10 hours a day. That's 60,000 man hours a week over 5+ years to build that mansion. You do the math on that kind of manpower to build it. Anyway, George and Edith Vanderbilt had tickets to be on the Titanic. And they brag about this when you go on the tour. This is a big deal because, of course, they don't tell you that there's more to the story. But George and Edith, for some reason, canceled and decided to get on a different ship 18 hours. They canceled and decided not to get on the Titanic 18 hours before it sailed. So there were several families that had that in common. And I think those families ended up supporting the Federal Reserve System. So you're right over the target.
There's something very ominous about that that would be interesting to research.
All right. Well, as in the days of Noah, we'll go back to these stories here. Boy, 1 in 36 children with autism. You want to talk about bioterror? I mean, oh my God, it's just so sad. Glad that Del Bigtree at the High Wire is out there doing the work he does to sound the alarm. He's waking up millions of Americans. And I guess if there's good news, as it relates to this specific news item, Doc, it's that this entire agenda, bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine agenda, has backfired on the New World Order. Bill Gates and Fauci, these people that push this thing, the CDC, the FDA, everybody wants you to run out and get your childhood jabs and the vaccine, the bioweapon, booster, booster, booster. Guess what? The numbers are plummeting. Even the childhood vaccination rate numbers are plummeting.
I want to add something to what you said. Del Bigtree has certainly done a heroic job on exposing the overall vaccine damage. But let's go back to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has been doing that for many, many years with Children's Health Defense and has been vilified and demonized for trying to expose the longstanding connection with autism and fighting against the government narrative even before the current data about the devastating damage of the COVID shots. So the people, I am not a pediatrician, so I was not in medicine involved in my career. I was never involved in administering or recommending childhood vaccines. That was just not part of my medical practice because I was dealing with adults. But I tell you, this whole situation with the skyrocketing rate of autism over my career, when I was starting my training, it was extraordinarily rare. And it was only after the 1986, I completed my specialty training in 1982. And after 1986, when the blanket immunity for all of the vaccine manufacturers went into effect, if the vaccine was on the childhood vaccination schedule, the skyrocketing rates of vaccinations for children, and somewhere I have a chart that shows the exponential increase in number, especially number given at one time. And it is truly stunning to look and to realize that they are giving these shots and this many at one time to children whose immune system is still developing, whose brain is still developing, and they have ingredients with toxic chemicals. This is why we're seeing what we're seeing, and it's the courage of people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. who led that fight, and Dr. Wakefield and Del Bigtree and all of the early voices against this assault on children. And now we're seeing the even worse impact with the COVID shots because they, unlike any of the others, they cross the blood-brain barrier and trigger direct damage and inflammation of the brain itself.
Yep. Yeah. 1 in 10,000 used to be the incidence of autism. And you know where that is still the case? In the Amish community where they don't vaccinate.
That's right. I want to add something to that, Doctor. How do these vaccines get to be done? How are they required? Who puts them on the schedule? And I know we've said it before, but I want people to actually understand this. Think about it. Your government tells you to do this. So your government isn't here to help you. They are here to kill you. So if they tell you you must do this, don't do this.
Friends, just a real quick break and a word about our sponsor. Silver has been valued for its beauty and rarity for centuries. But did you know it also plays a vital role in modern industry and tech? According to Noble Gold Investments CEO Colin Plume, who I just interviewed recently, silver could be the new oil. From electronics to solar panels, demand for silver is only set to rise. That's why investing in a silver IRA from Noble Gold Investments is a smart choice for those looking to secure their financial future. With a Noble Gold Investments Silver IRA, you can invest in physical silver coins or bars and take advantage of its unique properties as both a precious metal and industrial commodity. Not only does a Noble Gold Investments Silver IRA provide a hedge against inflation and market volatility, it also allows you to diversify your portfolio with an asset proven to hold its value over time. And this month, you'll get a beautiful Silver Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get started. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Well, and then you've got governors like Gavin Newsom and that evil, you want to talk about Dr. Evil. I don't know. He's not a doctor. Maybe he is. I think he actually is. Richard Pan, the state senator in California. He's the one, the diabolical mind behind all of these bills, SB 277 mandatory vaccines. He wanted to make it mandatory for kids to get the COVID shots and the boosters if they wanted to go to school. And guess who's been shooting him down? Del Bigtree and his attorneys. Del Bigtree and his attorneys have helped stop a lot of that stuff. But you want to talk about somebody who's in the pocket of Big Pharma, Richard Pan. Just as evil as the day is long, in my view. So you want to talk about the attack on children, guys. It just never ends. I wanted to just cover this. Oregon Democrats seek to create sanctuary state for kids to get abortions and sex changes without parental consent. Now, if that's not an abomination, I just don't know what is. Dr. Vliet, do you think I have that right based on biblical truth in Sodom and Gomorrah? This has to be, in my view, Sodom and Gomorrah level abominations. Children getting sex changes, little girls saying they want to be boys and little boys saying they want to be girls, getting those sex change operations without parental consent. What?
I find that so appalling and so evil that, in my opinion, we've actually moved into an even worse state than the biblical description of Sodom and Gomorrah. It truly, America has descended into a depravity and a depth of evil that was incomprehensible even 3 years ago.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
When you say America, I totally know where you're coming from, because we all point at Biden, the puppet president, and kind of say, okay, well, now that's America. No, we really, really need to be careful here and say this is now a red state versus blue state thing. This is Christians versus Satanists. This is right-minded people versus Antifa. I mean, that's really what it is. There is a division in this country that it's a gap I don't think that can be...
It's growing.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you, Sean, but the reason I used the word America has descended into depravity, our churches in red states, in the evangelical community, and in the Catholic Church have not stood up against this evil.
Do you know why? Because the Pope is in the pocket of the World Economic Forum. The Pope is the figurehead leader to all of this stuff.
Well, that's for the Catholic Church. That does not explain why megachurch evangelical Protestant Christians are not standing up against this. We have Protestant churches that are hosting shows of transvestites dressed in drag as entertainment for children. I'm sorry. I think it's much bigger than just red state versus blue state. And until the American people and our churches and our people of conscience and integrity stand up against this evil assault, then we are all culpable. Everyone who is remaining silent will be held accountable by God on Judgment Day, if not before.
Hey, Todd, what is the legal ramification of a bill like that, of what's happening in Oregon with these absolute demonic, mentally impaired people that think this is a great idea? Trans rights for kids, go and get your sex change operation. We won't tell mom and dad, don't worry about it. What is the difference between that and passing some sort of legislation in a crazy state like that where they say, boy, if you're feeling depressed, come and see us. We'll put you down like a dog. I mean, that's what's going on in Canada.
That's right.
Right? You can't get health care. but you can get the government to help you assist in your suicide? I mean, that's what's coming next. I mean, what's the difference between a sex change operation for a child and just allowing the child to commit suicide and helping them do that?
Well, they're kind of one in the same. You might remember a couple of years ago, I think it was Ezekiel Manuel. He was one of Obama's medical advisors, and he was saying that the abortion laws should be changed to allow abortions 2 years after the kid's been born. So, you know, how is that any different? The level of depravity is absolutely mind-blowing. It's mind-numbing that we have a whole population, not just of Americans. This is global, guys. Everything you just talked about is global. I live outside the U.S. How is it that we don't have people like Paris rising up and undoing, saying it's unacceptable? No, we're not going to do it. And it's because of what you said just a minute ago. We are in the battle for the spirit, for the soul. This is a fight between God, and there's a fight between Lucifer. And Joe Biden said it himself, a couple weeks ago, he said, we're in the fight for the soul of America. We're in the fight for the soul of humanity. The attack is on humanity, not just your country. That's what the transhuman thing is about. That's where the 95% reduction of the world population is about. It's about us and God's creations.
Let me ask you guys something. By the way, you just mentioned Ezekiel Emanuel. So he's got two other brothers. We've talked about this in the past. So the Emanuel brothers, Ezekiel, a eugenicist, his brother, Rahm Emanuel, the Obama advisor and Chicago mayor. And then there's Ari Emanuel, the top Hollywood agent, three brothers. And the reason I bring that up, and I just want to sort of emphasize the fact that it's sort of a coincidence that they're all, I don't know about Ari specifically, but I guess you'd make the argument, right, that Hollywood is aligned against American values and family. So
sure. You
got three brothers kind of all aligned with each other. Their father, a terrorist, you can look that up, from Israel. That's literally true, what I'm saying. It's not hyperbole. And now in the state of Israel, did you guys see the news item? There are two politicians in Israel that are now moving to outlawing the mention of Jesus Christ in Israel. They want to make it punishable with jail time if you proselytize about the gospel or Jesus Christ in Israel. Have you guys seen that?
No. Yes.
Let me call it up.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
Israel.
But should we expect anything different?
No.
Right? Exactly. Who's in charge? And look, if nothing else, guys, we're getting to see who people really are. We shall know them by their deeds.
Okay, well, this isn't exactly the news item, right, that I wanted to share. This is maybe some good news. Israeli PM moves to stop the proposed law banning the gospel in the Holy Land. But can you even imagine, guys? I mean, this is how clear-cut the spiritual warfare has become.
You know what, Sean? What they're doing is overreaching to the point that they're waking up the people that have their head in the sand. So in one sense, I suppose all of this blatant assault on everything about Christians and Christ and faith and God and the God's design of the planet and our bodies and fertility and reproduction, all of it is now so heinous and so diabolical that even people who've been asleep, like Rip Van Winkle, for the last 20 years are being assaulted by it, and they can't keep their head in the sand anymore.
True.
Isn't that good? Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's the great awakening, guys. It's the great awakening. And, you know, I wish we had access to real numbers. Todd, you might in the future have access to more of this type of information that would help us quantify that the Great Awakening is real, like the tipping point is being reached, like bovine growth hormone in the milk being rejected. We hit a tipping point with that where moms who started to wake up to the dangers of BGH in the milk, right, and the steroids in the milk and little girls growing breasts, you know, far too early because of the milk, the BGH, we reached a tipping point where people avoided buying that milk, and now it's no longer in the milk. I mean, I want to see that kind of tipping point. I think we're there. It's just hard to quantify.
Well, we can learn from central bank digital currency, right? Because they want to control every aspect of our spending. If we refuse to go to central bank digital currency, then that will be a wonderful indicator that the silent majority is no longer silent.
By the way, that precocious puberty that you mentioned, I discussed that in my book, It's My Ovaries Stupid, from 20 years ago that the puberty age of onset was dropping in the United States dramatically from the average of 12 down to 8. And that has to do with all of these endocrine disruptors and some of the ways in which medications being used for ADD and mental disorders in children that are related to the vaccine damage, how that affects the endocrine pathways in the brain that trigger the early onset. So there are many factors that are leading to that, that we were writing about and addressing in medicine through a lot of my work in my practice 20 years ago. Well, and it's gotten worse.
It has. We've kind of come full circle then, because as I share this news item here, I'll play the soundbite in a second. But fact, the COVID-19 shot was marketed as a vaccine when, in truth, it is a bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, which was developed and distributed at the request of the U.S. Department of Defense. Now, I'll play this in just a second. But this attack, right, against us, BGH in the milk, it's a multifaceted attack. And it reminds me again of the childhood vaccination schedule. These evil people like Senator Pan, they want to add Gardasil to that schedule. They want little girls who are not sexually active to get the Gardasil shot so that they can no longer have babies, right?
It's required in all 50 states. I can assure you of that. Of childbearing age, all women in all 50 states must get Gardasil, the sterility compound.
Well, do not comply, friends. If you're listening to this, do not comply to tyrannical mandates such as that. All right, listen to this.
I'd just like to make you aware of things that are going on currently in the aviation industry. We're an organization that stood up to protect individuals' rights, to protect against the vaccine mandates that have been illegal from the start. And I'm going to talk to you about the harm that's being done now. We have people that have died from remdesivir, airline pilots that I'm familiar with. But more importantly, we had forced vaccination programs that now have vaccinated over 80% of your airline pilots. And we're seeing the fallout from that. Incredible injuries. People who look just like me and my age group who are having myocarditis, dropping dead on flights. In 12 days, we had 4 incapacitations.
Oh, my God.
That's just been over the past 2 weeks.
Just over the past 2 weeks, Todd, as a pilot, as a guy who knows how to fly airplanes, I don't have words for it. I don't. Do you have words for it?
Yes, I do. Terrifying. I was shooting an approach last week, and I was on short final, and I had the tower said, can you do a 360 immediately? So you're set up for this whole thing, and somebody crossed the runway. Either the controller screwed up or the person wasn't paying attention. My point in telling you that is we're seeing 7,700 squawks all day, every day. There is a growth, and it's getting urgent. 7,700 is an in-flight emergency. They're happening all the time. People aren't paying attention. Safety has really gone downhill. And we have a whistleblower, mutual friend of all of us, that has filed IG complaints with the FAA. They don't care. They made it easier. I think they actually want mass casualty events.
Well, you know, to your point about them not paying attention, Todd, I don't think that's just carelessness. I think that's a manifestation of the brain inflammation from the COVID shots that were mandated for pilots. And they don't have the same clarity and sharpness of brain function that they did prior to that COVID shot. It's very serious. I'm seeing it in patients in my practice who are not pilots and don't require that level of precision and rapid response, but literally cognitive focus, concentration, hand-eye coordination, balance, ability to quickly process new information. All of that has been sharply affected by the brain inflammation directly from the COVID shots.
Yeah.
Well,
I think they cannot function like they should. I don't think it's just inattention. I mean, I want to clarify that for the listeners.
I think you're right, Dr. Teresa Long. You know, she's a medical examiner, Army flight surgeon, says the exact same thing, that that's what she's seeing in her practice, and all she does is look at military pilots.
Well, that's right. And one of the things that she talked about that goes exactly to this point is that people who are in training to become a helicopter pilot, which requires extraordinary dexterity and concentration and focus and rapid response and subtle maneuvers, even perhaps more so than fixed wing aircraft. Mm-hmm. Sure. And she has said that many of the people in training after the shots had to drop out because they no longer had that hand-eye coordination, that rapid dexterity, that ability to concentrate and adjust quickly that was needed to be a helicopter pilot.
Let me show you guys this and ask the question. Have you ever in your lifetime seen an industry destroy itself as rapidly as Big Pharma is destroying itself? I mean, they're losing all credibility, and I think this is a great meme here. If I injected this apple with graphene oxide, DNA-altering mRNA, lipid nanoparticles, RFID and nanocircuitry, parasitic life forms, aborted fetal cells, and undisclosed secret ingredients, would you eat it? All right?
Beautiful.
It's time that the sheeple wake up and ask, what is this that you want to inject into my body? You guys probably saw that clip, the PBS clip of Fauci and Bowser, Muriel Bowser, the Washington, D.C. mayor, pandering to the locals about getting the vaccine, and that African-American man shot them down. He's like, this is all part of your fear program.
He asked the best question, Sean. I'll say it in Latin, qui bono. What's in it for you? Why are you paying people to do this? Why does the government have an interest in paying you to get these shots? He nailed it. It was awesome.
Yeah, it sure was.
Sean, please share that graphic with me. I would like to make it as part of one of our programs, Apple. Would you eat it?
I'll send it to you. Listen to this.
And we are just getting word of this now. Regarding the COVID vaccine, the CDC is now saying that there has been enough cases of people who have had the vaccine, received the vaccine, and then suffered a stroke. The agency will now be investigating any potential links between the shots and the strokes in some of those patients.
All right, so now they're in CYA territory here. They're trying to cover their butts, Todd, because it's so obvious. Right. We've been talking about this for, more than a year, 2 years, right?
Yeah.
And just now they're starting, now they want to investigate. And then
they've been caught.
We've got Dr. McCullough here. And how about this from The Sun? New Zealand records biggest increase in registered deaths in 100 years. Death riddle. Are you kidding me? Mystery, as Australians dying at levels not seen in 80 years. And the UK might be seeing the same phenomenon. A mystery.
Yeah.
It's a mystery to these people?
They think we're that stupid. They really do. They think we're that dumb.
Unbelievable.
But they've been caught. You know what? They didn't expect this many people to survive, is my best guess. And yet here we are, and they've been caught, and they must finish the job of their genocide, or they shall be hung. So they're going to get more desperate. They're going to do crazier things. Undoubtedly, we're in for a bit of a ride, I think.
Well, I think it's time these people be brought to justice. We're going to continue
French style,
like the broken record. But look, they need to be brought to justice for their crimes. Their crimes are quantifiable. They can be tried in a court. They just need to be indicted. I mean, where are the brave DAs? You got this loon DA in New York trying to indict Trump on a misdemeanor. Where are the DAs with any real courage? How about the indictment of Fauci and Albert Bourla and who else? Rochelle Lewinsky. I mean, come on. There's dozens of people that should be indicted for their crimes against humanity as it relates to this bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, Todd.
They're not going to do anything, right? DAs are largely elected. And if they're not elected, they're appointed by a public official. They're not going to do anything until we stop them. That's the bottom line. We keep waiting for this proverbial straw. Somebody do something. No. It's us. We do something. Look at the French. Follow them. Grab your friends in uniform, whether they're police or military, doesn't make a difference. Get together, we rise up, and no more. We're not doing this anymore. And if your DA is not going to do it, we boycott the DA. Don't sell them clothes. Don't sell them food. No gasoline for you. We can ostracize them as they did in the days of old.
I want to play one more soundbite for you guys. And by the way, I was trying to find the soundbite from attorney Tom Renz. They've got the goods on the real numbers here, and the real numbers are far, far higher than the VAERS report. And evidently it was all within like the first month these deaths happened. And if I can find that soundbite, I'll splice it in here, guys. But really powerful stuff. We got to keep an eye on what Tom Renz is doing. But I mentioned the Pope.
Sean, I just want to make a point.
Sure.
Todd Callender was leading that initiative long before the current people have started talking about it. Todd filed the first lawsuit against the DOD on all of this in August 2021. And that case is still active. And our foundation launched the first Stop the Shot press conference August 4th, 2021. And it was right after that that I met Todd, who has really been a leader on this, although he hasn't been seeking the stage, but he has been a leader in actually filing the lawsuits. So I want to recognize all the work that he's done in actually getting lawsuits filed, not just talking about them.
Well, listen to this. Now, I've said time and time again that there are three attorneys that I like to praise, only three: Todd Callender, Tom Renz, and Robert Barnes, who does a great job co-hosting and sometimes hosting over there at InfoWars. That guy is saying, he sounds like me, a smarter version than me, because he really understands what's going on. He can name the name, so he always brings the details. But we're running out of time. I want to play one clip here. I mentioned the Pope. For those that bump on what I said, I want you to listen to this wonderful woman from LifeSite News. She's a nun. I forget her name. Forgive me. I used to know it. I don't have time to look it up. Forgive me for forgetting her name, but listen to this.
What I think is going on, this is my summary, but it's not my invention. This is the news, is that the group of globalists, everyone involved in this new reset, global economy, one world order, all of that, anywhere, and enforcing the jab, the COVID vaccine, which is a pathological weapon to destroy our body. That's what it is. And if you haven't felt it, if you've taken the COVID vaccine and you haven't, you feel just fine, that is working in your body to destroy it. There's an article today on LifeSite News by, I think it's a Dr. McCullough, I have to look it up, who explains exactly what happens with those vaccines. And what I've gathered from all the reports is that the Soros, George Soros's of the world, the Bill Gates, everybody involved in this reset, so to speak, and the Holy Father is their spiritual leader. I don't hesitate to say it because I'm not revealing anything that hasn't been all over the news and the Vatican and every place else, is that they want to control the world population, completely have us under their control. The world population is too big. And so this COVID vaccine has been invented to eliminate us, to kill off a great percentage of the population, so that what's left, they have a reasonable hope. I hate to use those words of Bishop Barron, a reasonable hope of killing and controlling the rest of us.
Killing and controlling the rest of us. You know, look, Tucker's been talking about this, and it reminds me of that news item coming out of Oregon, where the abominations involving children are going to be legalized. That's what they seek to do. What Tucker has been describing and what we all see happening here as they arrest, they're rounding up Christians, they're persecuting Christians. We've got the Jan Sixers still in gulags. This is exactly what Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground told Larry Grathwall they would do once they had power. Now, they just haven't gotten to the part where they put us in re-education camps and begun murdering tens of millions of us. So I just want people to understand. But here's the good news. What that nun just said is 100% true. And unlike 9/11 when it happened, and Todd, I don't know if your experience was like mine. It took me a few years to wake up to that as I really dug into it because nothing added up. And the more I dug, the more I had to dig, because everywhere you dig there, you uncover truth nuggets that aren't reported by the mainstream horror media. Unlike then, this, the COVID pandemic, the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, we can identify the people. So that's the good news. That to me is the great awakening. And she just named the names.
She did. I was going to say, Sean, no, from the moment that I saw the 9/11 thing, I was aware. And, you know, I've been living outside the United States for so long, I haven't been susceptible to the brainwashing. And I hadn't trusted my government for 20 years. So any of the official narrative is I'm not going to believe because it's official.
I can't overemphasize the fact that basically what you guys just heard in that clip is the Great Awakening. That's what it is. It's the unveiling of the evildoers. Now we can see who they are and we can name them. And that gives me a lot of hope. Dr. Vliet, I know you have to go. You've got another meeting. You've got a hard out. Can you tell people how to follow you and get your podcast and information?
Yes. Thank you, Sean. And thanks for a great discussion today and let us cover lots of powerful topics. Please go to truthforhealth.org, our public charity. We are in the fight on all fronts, medical, legal, spiritual, and bringing you the truthful information to overcome the lies and deception. And we have a lot of tools in our toolkit to help you on your roadmap to recovery, from the COVID shot damage to face the threat of Marburg and everything else. And I want to also announce, Sean, you'll be the first public announcement. The Whistleblower Report and Truth for Health, the rest of the story, my signature radio show, and the Whistleblower Report from Truth for Health Foundation with our medical, military, legal, faith, and pediatrics and vaccine team are all moving to independent broadcasting. We are going independent under our brand and in conjunction with Todd's new launch of Cloud Hub and the Vax Choice team. We're bringing Q&A questions live on Cloud Hub. We are bringing the Whistleblower Report out to more people in more languages with all that he is doing with the expansion of Cloud Hub, working together with Jeff Brain to fulfill Jeff Brain's amazing vision. So the battle against censorship with clout is moving forward, and we're excited to be part of it.
Awesome. And Vax Choice, that's one of Todd's websites, I believe. And we've got a new thing to shout out now for you every week here. To Cloud Hub. Every week we got a shout out Cloud Hub.
Yeah, come use it, visit it. There's a couple things we have to fix, but we're working on it, and we'll have it up and running beautifully here in short order. And I wanted to say, Dr. Vliet, thank you. Go ahead, Dr. Vliet.
I just wanted to quickly say before you do that, and follow us on Twitter at Truth for Health. We are rebuilding. My 80,000 follower account got canceled under Dr. Lee for America, and we haven't gotten it back yet. So we had to start over, and we'd really like to build. We're only at about 700 followers. So please follow at Truth for Health on Twitter, and we'll be bringing more information. Sorry, Todd, thank you very much for letting
me
remember
fine.
To say that.
Listen, I was just going to say something along those lines because, you know, you've helped so many thousands of people for free. You haven't charged anybody anything. And the information you're giving out is just from your heart. And I just want to encourage people. There's a donor button. Truth for Health needs help, particularly if you can, do something monthly or grandly. This is the only charity that I will associate myself with because it's for real. It's authentic. And Dr. Vliet, God bless you for the help you provide so many people.
Well, thank you, Todd. And thank you for being one of our legal advisors to help me keep on the straight and narrow in running a public charity with total responsibility to the donors and our mission and proper management of all of the donor money. So thank you for your help.
You bet. Yeah. Sean, thanks to you as well for giving us this platform.
No,
thank you, Sean.
Pleasure. Thank you. And Doc, if you've got to run, I know we'll let you go. Thank you so much for your time today. I wanted to ask Todd one more question about Cloud Hub.
Sure.
So, you know, as a producer of content, a Truth News person, I upload to BitChute, Rumble, Bastion. Can you help make the case for Cloud Hub? Because there's others out there. We've got Gab. We've got other platforms, locals. It just gets a bit exhausting for content producers to put their stuff up everywhere. So help us make a case for Cloud Hub. You've got a wonderful group of followers, as do I. I'm sure you're going to get a lot of support on this thing, but help us make the case. Why Cloud Hub?
Well, today is a good example. We just did a Q&A session at Vax Choices channel at Cloud Hub. It's where I or Dr. Vliet or other notable people will come and do a live question and answer session. And the team, they are able to copy and live stream it on other channels at the exact same time. So talk about a force multiplier. What you're doing in Cloud Hub can actually go in five or six other channels all at the same time. So you don't have to stop and download and upload and all the other stuff. It all happens simultaneously. We got a great team of people who will build you a channel if that's what you want to do. Do your own Q&A. There are so many different tools at Cloud Hub. They're all in one place, right? Social media, broadcasting, podcasting, seminars. You can even use paid events, and we're hooking in all of the materials for people to be able to actually generate revenues as well. So I'm really excited about this. It's the tool for us to become a force multiplier for people like you, Sean. That's my mission.
Excellent. All right. Well, you can be our fearless leader and help us understand how best to use Cloud Hub. And I know you're going to build it into something great. And congrats, man. Congrats on becoming the CEO of Cloud Hub. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's cool. And God bless Jeff, too, right? He's coming along fine and strong. And it was his vision that brought this about. And I'm just here to help him. And we'll see it through. So everybody that's censorship free, come and take advantage of it, please.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you,
thanks
Sean.
For your time today. I appreciate you.
My pleasure, brother. God bless.
God bless. And friends, thanks so much for tuning in. As always, boy, guys, we got our backs up against the wall, but I feel like the tipping point is here. We're winning. We really are winning. The mainstream horror media, they don't want us to believe we're winning, but we're definitely, it's clear, it's obvious we're winning. You know, I'm preaching to the choir, but I want to thank you all for tuning in. And I'll remind you every single day for free, join us directly for Real News, the antidote to corporate propaganda at sgtreport.com. God bless you and your family, friends. Bye-bye.
Oh, Sean, this is a great example of how you and I are such on the same page, you know, spiritually and mentally about this. I thought you took those two images directly from my book called The Ayahuasca Death Cult, because those two images are in there. And that little boy, I conclude, has to be Anderson Cooper, the son of Gloria Vanderbilt.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.